Galesburg High School girls basketball is brought to you in part by Dennis Twitty State Farm, helping you manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize your dreams. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, best in roofs, Galesburg's commercial and residential roofing contractor since 1930.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Cordright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. All together better. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Well, glad to have you along with us here this morning. Streaks already with a 4-0 lead as we got a little bit of an early start as they lead the Lincoln Way Central Knights. Streaks won the tip, and it was Lexi Daniels to Shaylee Florine for a shot. That time, Shaylee on the feed, I believe, from, Rayner. And now we come back the other way, and it is, was that Likens?
Gorman.
Gorman that scores for Lincoln Way Central. So make it 4-2. Streaks lead just underway here first quarter from the field house at Galesburg High School. Lincoln Way Central comes out in a 2-3 zone. Lexi Daniels for three. Left baseline no good. Rebound tipped up. And it's taken out by Grace Curran for Lincoln Way Central. Down the right side. Nice spin move by Jenna Myers. Gets it in the paint to Gorman. Rebecca Gorman with it. Now left wing it goes to Colleen Barrett. Back to Rebecca Gorman, their leading scorer. Out between the circles, this is Cora Likens, a 5'8 senior. Near steal by Kylie Townsville. Likens able to get it back. The other starters is Jenna Myers, 5'9 senior. Kylie Barrett, 5'8 junior. Cora Likens, 5'8 senior. Rebecca Gorman, 5'9 senior. As it's an air ball from the top of the key, ball is out of bounds as they were trying to save it. Stepping on the end line was Colleen Barrett. Grace Curran, a 5'6 freshman, playing the point guard for Lincoln Way Central.
Rebecca Gorman trying to take advantage of the matchup with Shaylee, shooting a lot of threes because Shaylee's kind of staying off of her. But both times she's airballed it.
Pass over the top from Raina Gully, stolen away by Jenna Myers. Now it is Colleen Barrett working against Kayla Townsville in the backcourt. 4-2 streaks, 5:43 to play first quarter. Rebecca Gorman out right of the center circle. Now goes to Tyler McKee, kicks it out high on the left side to Curran. Right of the center circle now goes to Barrett. As they're really spreading the floor, and that's what Coach Massey talked about. They are really, really patient on the offensive end of the floor. Now trying to go one-on-one as Gorman is stolen away on the spin by Raina Gully. Raina down the left side, lays it up good, and she is fouled by Grace Curran.
Well, you could see Raina's eyes got huge there. Right when she saw that the girl was going to try to do a spin move, she waited till she got right to the point where she started to turn her back, and she went and just took that ball, got all the way down the floor with the basket. Nice shot by Raina Gully.
First substitution of the ball game coming in is Elena Cheney, a 5'11 junior, as Raina Gully goes to the free throw line with one shot to try to complete the traditional three-point play. Shot is up, and it is good. So, three for Raina, four for Shaylee, 7-2 streaks, 5:22 to play first quarter. Full court pressure, near steal by Kylie Townsville. It's going to go back to Lincoln Way Central. Inbounding is Cora Likens.
Lincoln Way having a lot of trouble with the streaks press so far.
Central in their road black, trimmed in red and white. Really nice looking uniforms. Streaks in their home white, trimmed in silver and black. This is Likens, gets it across to Myers, right side. Shot was blocked by Shaylee. Shaylee comes down with a rebound. Outlet to Raina. Now it's Kayla, left wing. Shaylee, top of the key, fires an 18-footer. Good! Shaylee showing the range there just inside the three-point arc.
Did Kayla feed her on that one?
Yes, Kayla Townsend with the assist. Now right side, quickly back the other way. It's Myers. Nice pass over the top, and the shot is missed by Cheney. Rebound to Shaylee. Outlet to Raina. Streaks on the run. Down court to Lexi. Right wing. Back to Raina. Down the right side. Little teardrop runner is up. Can't hit it. And the rebound comes down to Cora Likens for Lincoln Way Central. A lot of fast action here for an early morning game.
Well, Streaks are nice and warm, I guess, because they've come out really pushing the tempo of this one.
And they lead 9-2 with 4:27 to play here in the first quarter. On the dribble, this is Rachel Dom who's into the game. That was Colleen Barrett. Now, top of the key, it's Curran. Grace Curran gives way to Likens. Likens dribbles left, and a foul's going to be called on Kylie Townsville. Kylie, a bad place, bad time, because it looked like Likens was going to lose her dribble, and Kylie was going to reach in to try to snap it away, and Likens kind of leaned in, kind of lost control and leaned into Kylie, and Kylie picks up her first foul on the streaks.
Coach Massey does go with a little bit different substitution pattern, because not only does Kaylin Boydston and Emily Miner come in their normal substitution, but also Sage Milroy.
Now a drive down the left side of the lane, Colleen Barrett, and I think Kaylin Boydston got a piece of that shot because it's going to go back to Lincoln Way Central. So Sage Milroy, Raina Gully, Kylie Townsville, Emily Miner, Kaylin Boydston in for the streaks. Inbound is stolen away by Sage Milroy. Sage on the dribble, gets to Raina. Raina one on three, and she's going to pull up and set the offense for the streaks against the 2-3 zone. Left wing, Kaylin Boydston to Raina between the circles. She'll dribble right, gives to Sage Milroy on the wing, back to Raina. Now it's Kaylin out high left side. Top of the key now. Dribbles left to Sage on the left wing. Puts it on the floor. Back to Kaylin. Swing it right wing to Raina. Swing it over now to Sage on the left wing. Back to Kaylin. Top of the key. Penetrates and tried to get the pass to the left wing to Raina, but she thought Raina was further out. Raina was going toward the baseline. Ball goes out of bounds. Turnover streaks.
One of the things that I think has been a huge improvement for Lexi Daniels' game has been her ability to catch the ball ready to shoot. Sage looks like she needs to work on that. She got three passes there, and not once was she in shooting position.
In the paint, it goes to Likens. Shot blocked, and the rebound to Emily Minert. Emily with the block and the rebound. Raina Gully on the volleyball spike line. Right wing to Emily Minert. Out between the circles, Kylie Townsend. Now to Raina out high left side. Looks over the defense. Get it over to Sage on the right wing. Back to Raina between the circles. She'll dribble right against the 2-3 zone. Now to Kaylin Boydston out high left side. Right wing to Raina. Swing it to Sage out high left side. She'll fire the three this time. In and out, no good. Rebound tipped up by Kylie Townsville and brought down by Cora Likens for Lincoln Way Central. Ball tipped away by Kylie Townsville, but Barrett's able to get it back. Now working against Kaylin Boydston and carried the ball and traveled. No call with it. She lost a dribble and kind of carried it for a step. And gets it back to Curran. Curran on the dribble, picks up, right wing it goes to Myers. Myers dribbles left, cut off by Kylie Townsville. Now hands off to Barrett, working against Kaylin Boydston. Down the left side of the lane, ooh, a block shot by Kaylin, but I think Emily Miner's going to get the call with the body. I'm guessing it's Emily. See who it goes, and...
Yep.
Emily Miner with the call. That's her first foul. Second team foul on the streaks. 2:27 to play first quarter. Galesburg leading 9-2 with substitutes waiting to come in after the first free throw by Colleen Barrett. First one is off the back iron. No good. A lot of basketball here on WGIL today. The boys coming up as soon as we're done with our broadcast. And the girls again at 3:30 this afternoon. The boys tonight at 8 o'clock. Shaylee Florine, Lexi Daniels back in, as is Kayla Townsville. They're in there with Emily Miner and Kaylin Boydston. Second shot is up and good for Colleen Barrett, her first point. Streaks lead it, 9-3, 2:24 to play first quarter. Right wing, it's Lexi to Emily right corner. Now it's Kaylin Boydston out high right side to Lexi right baseline for three. In and out, popped off the rim again. No good, rebound comes down to Gorman for Lincoln Way Central. Now it's Curran across midcourt in the center circle working against Kaylin Boydston. Now down the middle of the lane, knocked away briefly by...
I think it was Emily Miner. She came flying around the corner, and I think she reached in right as she was going. The girl was going by her and was able to disrupt the ball.
And then Curran lost control of it and traveled with it when she got it back. Kaylin, Lexi out high left side. Left baseline to Kayla Townsville. She'll fire the three. That's too strong. Rebound weak side is tipped out and run down. Hope they're going to say she stepped on the sideline, so it's going to go back to the streaks. It was Cora Likens that ran it down, but she was had her foot on the sideline. Kayla Townsville inbound from just in front of the Lincoln Way Central bench on the far side of the floor. Right baseline to Lexi. Back to Kayla. Now it's Kayla out high on the right side with it. And she'll bring it between the circles. To Kayla out high left side. Now between the circles, Lexi. Right wing, Kayla. Swing a back door to Kayla. Lay it up with a left hand and in. Nice ball movement by the streaks. Kaylin Boydston with the assist. Making 11-3 streaks. 1:30 to play first quarter. Right wing, Kate Honan into the game, 5'9 sophomore. Now it is Curran. Shot up. Was that a shot or was it a pass?
Three.
Off the bottom of the glass. Okay.
I think it was a three.
Kaylin Boydston with it for the streaks. Kicks it over to Lexi. Right wing, she'll fire the three. That one's no good, and the rebound comes down to Honan for Central. On the dribble now, it's Colleen Barrett. Gives way to Curran out high on the left side. Top of the key, it goes to Gorman. Thought about the three, now gives it left side to Likens. Working against Shaylee Florine outside the three-point arc. Now Tabitha Kia goes to Honan. Right wing, it's Gorman against Emily Miners. Gorman picks up her dribble, bounces right baseline for Barrett, who gets it out between the circles to Curran. Now out high left side, this is Likens, drives in, and ball got knocked away, but we're going to have a foul on who? Either Kayla or Kaylin. No.
No, it's going to go Shaylee? Against Shaylee.
Shaylee Florine with a foul. That's her first. I didn't see her in that area, but that's her first. Three team fouls now on the Streaks. 42 seconds to play first quarter. Streaks lead 11-3. Inbound comes to Gorman. Goes right back. Three-pointer right baseline up and good by Colleen Barrett.
That's a little play right there for the Knights. Able to open up Barrett for the three off the inbound.
Her shot looked way better than Gorman's has so far. Kayla Towns will tap the key. Right wing to Kaylin. Swing it over to Lexi on the left wing. Now tap of the key. It's Kayla again in the paint. It goes to Shaylee. Turns, puts it up and in. She's got eight. Make it 13-6 streaks. 15 seconds to play. Full court pressure.
Well, and it feels like anytime they want to go into her, she's going to finish.
Central with numbers. Lost the ball briefly. Now right wing. This is Honan. Fires a three-pointer. That bounces high. No good. And the rebound saved inbounds. Well, Emily Miner tried to save it. They say she stepped on the end line. And it's going to go back to Lincoln Way Central as Raina Kelly and Kylie Towns will check back in. They'll replace Kaylin Boydston and Emily Miner with 3 seconds to play. So Central Street's got to be aware of that play they just ran. As the inbounder, Colleen Barrett's going to run right back to the three-point line. Nope, this time they get it to Gorman inside. What a great block by Kylie Townsville. And Gorman gets a backhand, hit the shot. What a great job. Gorman was actually open, and Kylie Townsville skied from behind to get the block at the end of the first quarter. It is Galesburg 13, Lincoln Way Central 6. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Exciting news from Dave's Auto Body. We are now F-150 aluminum truck specialists. We're one of the small percentage of shops in the state of Illinois who are equipped to handle this brand new truck. It's exciting for us. It's a great truck. Come to Dave's Auto Body if you need to have it repaired.
Epoxy floors are 100% solid surface for residential, commercial, and industrial. Usable indoors or outside with UV protection. Available in a multitude of colors. They need no maintenance and are food grade safe. Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
In order to play your best game, you got to have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance is like the defending guard on your basketball team. We'll help you select the right coverage for your home. So when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Savea Mutual Insurance.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
First quarter in the books. Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Lincoln Way Central Knights 13-6. Here at the Fieldhouse, here at the high school town area. There at Gibson. Yeah, it is only about, 11:09, and the first quarter is already over. That is because they actually started a little bit early here this morning. Lincoln Way Central with the ball to start the second quarter. Top of the key, it is Lycan. Right wing goes to Barrett. Now it is Gorman. Now Honan drives down the lane. Shot blocked again. I think it was Kylie Towns who got a piece of it. And Kayla Towns with a rebound. Right wing, it is Raina. Now Kayla, top of the key. Back to Raina. Right wing, she'll bring it back out and reset against the 2-3 zone.
Well, you know, the big thing right now is that the Streaks are only up 13-6, but it feels like they could be dominating to a much larger degree and just have not kind of put their foot on the throat yet. So we'll see if they come out here in the second quarter and really go after
it. And I think part of that is as Lexi's missed a couple of threes. Yep. I think Kayla missed one. That would have been a huge difference. Now Lexi, right baseline. She'll fire the three this time, and it bounces off. No good. And the rebound comes down to Honan. And it's a little bit different also shooting from the baseline, a much different shooting background than it is in the other gyms. But on the front to back, from the top of the key, not so different, but from the baseline, it's way different. Now a shot just inside the three-point line fired by Grace Curran, up and good. Really quick release, and that's her first basket. Make it 13-8 streaks, 6:45 to play first half.
Well, you can usually assume those freshmen, if they're playing varsity, they had some talent. Yeah. Nice-looking shot there from Grace Curran.
Now Shaylee down the left block, drives into the paint, turns back with the left hand, up off the glass and in. What a nice move. She went to the to her left, back to her right with the left hand, and put it up and in. Now a teardrop runner. Wow. Up and good by Cora Likens over the outstretched arm of Shaylee, and make it 15-10 streaks, 6:19 to play first half.
Well, right now, Lincoln Way Central is not able to stop Shaylee. She's red hot, and, you know, the double team's not even stopping her, so I would just keep feeding it until they figure some way to get it.
And that's what Reyna does, gets it into Shaylee, got some contact, no call, because it's going to go back to the streaks as the rebound went off of, I believe, Cora Likens last.
Yeah, a lot of contact on the shooting arm. Yeah. You know, as a post player, I can tell you from experience, as long as you don't hit my shooting hand, I don't care if I get a lot of contact. But once you hit the elbow or the forearm, it's tough.
Now Reyna in the paint, her little runner's up, in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Gorman for Central. Now it is Colleen Barrett in the backcourt working against Kayla Townsend. Gets it across in the center circle, carried the ball, no call. Now gets to Curran on the left wing, knocked away by Reyna Gully. It's going to go out of bounds, back to Lincoln Way Central. 5:44 the first half, Streaks lead 15-10. It'll be Likens to inbound. And it comes to Barrett working against Kayla Townsend. Goes to the free throw line, kicks out to the right side to Curran. Curran goes to the top of the key, picks up, and gives way to Honan. Now a steal by Kylie Townsend. Kylie gets in front of Gorman, lays it up off the glass. Good.
Great job by Kylie to just accept the fact that there was going to be a contest on her layup. She let Gorman go up, and she went up around her.
Now Honan fires a three from the right wing. That's an air ball. Rebound comes down to Reyna Gully for the Streaks. Reyna on the run across midcourt, right at the center circle, gets to Lexi, right wing. Back to Reyna, top of the key. Wide open three. Good. 6 points for Reyna Gully, and a timeout called by Chris Featherling, the head coach of Lincoln Way Central. It's a 30-second time. Oh, no, it's going to be a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 5:11 to play first half. It's Galesburg 20, Lincoln Way Central 10. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is the unlikely love story of the egg and the ring. One was round. The other was oval. One rolled. The other waddled. But the two stumbled into love when the egg fell into the ring's embrace, right on the McDonald's griddle. The result? A warm, round egg that lived happily ever after in an Egg McMuffin. Until it was devoured. You'll find a fresh cracked egg in every Egg McMuffin. It's the story of breakfast lovin'.
WGIL congratulates Bob Hatch of Galesburg, who won $50 when he was spotted wearing the WGIL button. To find out where to pick up your button, go to WGIL.com.
5:11 to play first half. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Lincoln Way Central Knights out of the Southwest Suburban Conference, New Lenox area, 20-10. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, the field house here at Galesburg High School as we open play in the Martin Luther King Tournament. The boys tournament underway over at John Thiel Gym, and our boys, the Streaks, will be playing at 12:30 today, so we'll wrap up things here and get it to Brad and Jim coming up as soon as this one is done here. Full court pressure from the Streaks. And it comes to Barrett in the backcourt. Now goes to Curran. Curran on the dribble, still down under the Streaks basket. Now gets to Honan, and she finally gets it across. It was almost right at the 10-second mark because it was down to 5:01 on the 5:01 on the clock when they finally got it across, and it was 5:11. Gorman with a three-pointer. Wow, high arcer from the right wing. That one looked a little bit better. She's got 5 points. And make it 20-13.
She kind of has that slingshot approach. Yeah. She pulls it over her right shoulder and just flips it up there.
Now to Shaylee. Mid-block. Gets it in the paint. Splits the defender short. Gets her own rebound up off the glass and in. That was a nice move. Usually we talk about Reyna splitting the defenders. Shaylee did it that time. A little bit short on the shot. But right there for her own rebound and putback. That was her first miss, wasn't it?
Yeah. Second. Oh, she had that miss on the one we thought she was fouled on.
Oh, that's right. 22-13 Streaks. This is Curran, top of the key, gives to Gorman out high on the left side, working against Lexi Daniels. Gorman spins down the paint, and she's going to be fouled by Lexi. She puts the shot up. That'll be the first on Lexi, 14 fouls on the streak. So Rebecca Gorman, she is a 5'9 senior, goes to the line for Lincoln Way Central. Those are the kind of players I wish we had more of, that they've got several of them, 5'8", 5'9", with some good length and can kind of play in or out. And that's we've seen a lot of that over the years. If that's something we haven't had a whole lot of.
Right. Yeah, it gives you that versatility. Now, you know, players in the past that were kind of that range were, you know,
well,
the Sarah
Casey
Bakers.
Williams last year, yeah, Sarah Baker.
Casey Williams.
But Casey a little bit shorter. But
yeah, but they do. They add that element where they can, especially if they can handle the ball all right, like Gorman can, it lets you give a little versatility to your offense.
And she comes and plays in the middle of their 2-3 zone. Made both free throws, make a 22-15 streak, 4:05 to play first half. Lexi for three, left wing, that one short. Rebound tipped by Kaylin Boyson, but run down by Colleen Barrett. Barrett down the left side against Lexi, lays it up and got it.
Nice shot by Barrett.
Yeah, Lexi really bothered her, ran right in front of her, and she's able to get it up with a left hand and in.
Yeah, great body control. And once again, the Streaks lead down to five.
22-17. Reyna, top of the key to Lexi, right wing. She's going to fire again. That one's short. And rebound off the hands of Emily Meinert. And it's going to go back to Lincoln Way Central. The good thing is Lexi's going to keep it. She's going to make one. She's going to keep firing until she does. And you want that from a shooter.
Well, and on top of it, Lexi's one of those shooters that once she makes one, she could go 3 out of 4, 4 out of 5, and then all of a sudden we have a whole new ball game.
Sage Milroy checks in to replace her. They try to go long, and the ball's stolen in the backcourt by Kalen Boyes. The Streaks have some really not only quick but fast players, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, with the Streak speed, that probably wasn't the wisest play call.
No. Unless you've got somebody with a rocket arm, and she just floated that one up. Backdoor pass, Kalen Boyston to Reyna down on the left side, up off the glass and in.
Reyna now with 7.
7 for Reyna, 24-17. Streaks, 3:15 to play first half.
8 points, my bad.
Eight, yep, that's right. Okay, yep, 8. Now 3-pointer left wing is up and no good by Gorman. Rebound run down long by Likens. Back to Gorman out high on the left side. Fakes the 3, goes baseline. Nice move, but the shot blocked by Emily Meinert. Rebound comes down to Likens. Now a three-pointer by Gorman is no good. And Sage Milroy with a rebound. And going over the back, it is Colleen Barrett getting called for the foul. That's her first, just the second team foul now on Lincoln Way Central. 2:58 to play first half, 24-17 Streaks. So Kylie Townsend, Raina Gelly, Kalen Boydston, Sage Milroy, Emily Meinert in for the Streaks. Lincoln Way Central sticks with the 2-3 zone. It's Kalen Boydston out high left side. Swing it to Reyna on the right wing. Now it is Sage Milroy, left wing. She'll fire the long 3. In and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Gorman, but it's knocked away by Kalen Boyce. Now a fight on the floor, and a timeout called by Chris Featherling. Good call there because Barrett had just gotten control of it. It was kind of fighting for it with Emily Miner. She got control, and Coach Featherling calls the 30-second timeout with 2:37 to play in the first half. Streaks leading 24-17. And, you know, that shot from Sage, and I think we had one earlier from Lexi or somebody was like, we were right at the right angle, just kind of right on target, and it's just didn't get the bounce on that one.
Yeah. The interesting thing, though, on the floor was when Barrett went in to get the ball, she actually plowed a couple streaks over. She went in there kind of like the last football player on a fumble and cleared the pile and then grabbed the ball.
So Lincoln Way Central will have to bring it the length of the court against the Streaks' full court pressure. Emily Meinert will be up playing the ball as Cora Likens will inbound. Not going to try to go long this time. Inbound comes to Barrett, working against Reyna, and they're going to clear things out for her. And maybe more, less of a behind-the-back dribble, more of a behind-the-back pass to herself, and she finally gets it across.
Right.
This is Honan with it out high on the right side. On the dribble, and a steal by Reyna Gully. Reyna with one to beat, gets past Gorman, lays it up, and good.
That was a good job by Reyna right there. Yeah. She had to go high off the glass to keep the ball away from Gorman. Still was able to get it to finish.
10 for Reyna Gully, 26-17 Streaks, 2:07 to play first half. This is Honan with it. Drives down the left side, gets it up off the glass, and good. That one went half the glass. I thought it was going to be too strong, but it caught the front iron and fell through. So Kate Honan with her first basket, make it 26-19, under 2 minutes to play first half. Right wing, Sage Milroy for 3. That's too hard. Rebound off the hands of Kalen Boydston and comes down to Colleen Barrett for Lincoln Way Central. Now Gorman, you know, Kalen Boydston was trying to come up behind and get the steal, and it just so happens he was coming up on her left side, and Gorman turned to the left, and Kalen ran right into her, so she picks up her first foul. That's 5 team fouls now on the Streaks as Shaley and Lexi check back in. Emily and Kalen go to the bench. Also, Kylie Townsville back in, and Sage Milroy goes to the bench.
Streaks' three-point shooters really struggling at this point. Lexi and Sage a combined 0 for 9.
Nice pick and roll there, and it goes to Gorman from Curran. Can't hit the shot. Rebound is going to go. Oh, I thought it went off of Likens last year. I'd say that Shaley got a piece of it, I guess. Back to Lincoln Way Central. They'll inbound on the left baseline. This is Barrett. And it comes to Gorman on the left baseline. Working against Kylie Townsend. Picked up her dribble. Bounces for Curran out high on the left side. Now at high right side it goes to Likens. Right wing, this is Barrett. Back to Gorman. Right baseline stolen by Kylie Townsend. And she gets it to Shaley. Now it's Reyna to Lexi. Right wing, back to Reyna out high on the right side. And she'll set against the 2-3 zone.
8 turnovers now for the Knights.
Down to the left block, Kylie Townsend kicks out to Lexi, back to the left wing to Kayla. Now to Lexi, top of the key, right wing, Reyna.
Raina wasn't ready to shoot, but she had that one wide open.
Now Kylie from straight on, 18-footer is good. Kylie Townsend with her second basket of the quarter, making 28-19 streaks. 48 seconds to play here in the first half. Barrett gets it across midcourt, left side, down the left side of the lane. She kind of, they're going to call a foul on the floor. And honestly, that unfortunate for Kayla Townsend because Barrett just got going too fast and lost her balance and I guess kind of ran into Kayla, and Kayla gets called for the foul. That's her first.
Yeah, Kayla kind of asking, why did I get called for the foul? Barrett ran into me.
This is Curran on the dribble, picks it up, top of the key, and nearly throws it away, but fortunately for her, Jenna Myers, who's back in, got to the ball and picked it up. Myers with it out high on the left side, drives down the left side of the lane, lays it up with the right hand, no good. Rebound tipped by Shaley and brought down by Raina. 22 seconds to play. Streaks are going to work for one as Raina is on the dribble in the center circle with 17 to play. 28-19 Galesburg. Raina with 13. They'll trigger with about 10, and here we go. Now it's Lexi. Right baseline to Shaley. Back out high right side to Raina with 6. Right baseline to Lexi. Tried to get it inside to Shaley, but fronting was Gorman. Knocked it away with 3 seconds to play, so the Streaks will inbound from the right baseline. It'll be Kayla Townsend to inbound. 3 seconds to play. Streaks have a chance to get a good shot off. And in it comes to Raina. Left baseline for 3. Bounces high. No good. Rebound at the buzzer. Because it's really not a buzzer. It's more of a, like a beeping sound. Yeah, it's kind of a weird thing. So we have played one half of basketball. And the Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Lincoln Way Central Knights 28-19. We'll come back with our halftime show. We'll run down our scoreboard, halftime stats, and more. Streaks lead at 28-19. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
So you didn't win the largest Powerball in history. Well, the odds were slim to none to begin with. But don't fret, there's an easier way to win cash this winter. While it might not be in the billions of dollars, you could win up to $500 just by wearing the new white WGIL button. Best of all, it's free.
Pick up yours today at Galesburg Nissan Service Department in front of Sandberg Mall, Tompkins State Bank in Avon, Abingdon, Knoxville, and Galesburg, and at Compton Accounting on Route 34 in Altona. For details, visit WGIL.com.
Tune in this weekend for Sunday Morning Praise, a weekly program designed to lift your spirits with words of encouragement, devotion, and music. This week's host is Scott Kramer of Northwoods Church in Galesburg.
Well, I'm excited to be with you this week. We're going to talk about Mark Batterson's new book, If. We're also going to discuss Creaking Shoe Christianity and more inspiring stories, plus 2 hours of great worship music.
Sunday Morning Praise, tomorrow morning from 7 to 9 on 105.3 KFM.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson with you here at the Fieldhouse at Galesburg High School for Silver Streak basketball as the Streaks are opening up play in the Martin Luther King Tournament here this morning, and they lead at halftime by a score of 28-19. Over Lincoln Way Central. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Streaks with a 28-19 lead. They were up 13-6 at the end of the first quarter, outscored Lincoln Way Central 15-13 in that second quarter. Galesburg High boys were a winner last night. A really nice game, nice win over the Quincy Blue Devils, hard-fought battle. And, in fact, the Streaks now alone in first place in the Western Big Six Conference.
Big as, upset.
Yeah, Ryan Weber's United Township Panthers upset Tom Siegel's Rock Island Rocks. A couple of, a former Silver Streak in Ryan Weber and a former Silver Streak assistant in Tom Siegel. And so Ryan Weber's got him playing really well at United Township, and they upset the Rocks for the Streaks in first place in the Western Big Six Conference. Speaking of the boys, they will be back in action coming up in just a bit. 12:30 scheduled start as the boys are scheduled to take on Dunlap in their first game of the Martin Luther King Tournament. That's scheduled for 12:30, that over at John Field Gym. And as soon as this game gets finished here, we won't really have a post game. We'll name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and that'll be about it. And we'll send it to Brad and Jim as they get ready to get their broadcast underway for the boys against Dunlap. The girls will be back in action again later this afternoon. Okay, the schedule I have in front of me says 3, but I think that's been changed. I believe it's a 3:30 start between the
this schedule, the most updated schedule from the school.
Oh, so okay, I just found it. Okay, yep, I found. I had an old one. Now I found my new one here. Yep, okay. So 3:30, the girls will take on Rockford Auburn. Also, the Knights, they go by the Lady Knights. That'll be over at Thiel Gym. So Eric and I will take the air around 3:10 or so. It depends on how things are running in both places. And then the boys will play again later tonight. They will play at 8 o'clock against the Hawks from Maine South. That one's scheduled for 8. So again, depending on how the how things are running time wise, Brad and Jim will take the air around 7:40 tonight. So lots of basketball in between. We won't have the game for you. Illinois, of course, is playing today. They've got Nebraska down at Assembly Hall in Champaign. I think that one's tipping off around 1:30 this afternoon down in Champaign. So Streaks lead it here 28-19. Again, our halftime scoreboard is brought to you by Credit Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Take a timeout. Come back with our halftime stats. Streaks lead it 28-19. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by attorney Tricia Blake at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg, and by Caring Hands Animal Clinic. Caring Hands, Caring Hearts, next to Bard Optical on Henderson Street.
WGIL is proud to be connected to Galesburg.
Check our community events calendar anytime for interesting classes and important events. From blood donations to meetings and help with health care forms, you can find the dates and times and frequently links to the events. Anytime at WGIL.com.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Local owners, local radio hosts, local news. Find out more anytime at WGIL.com.
The official WGIL forecast, colder today with partly sunny skies with a steady temperature right around 20 degrees. As for tonight, colder with partly cloudy skies and a chance for snow after midnight, the low around 4 and wind chill readings 2 to negative 12 below zero. And for Sunday, colder and sunny with a chance of snow in the morning, near steady temperatures around 5, wind chill readings 7 to 17 below zero. Currently, it's 21.
The Martin Luther King Holiday Boys Basketball Tournament continues later today as the Galesburg boys entertain Dunlap. I'm Brad Benowitz. Join Jim Lee and me for Spreaks pregame coverage at 12:10 this afternoon, WGIL.
We are at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead the Lincoln Way Central Knights 28-19. Our halftime stats are brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. I was loving it last night with my McNuggets. They were delicious. Just saying. All right. Scoring-wise for the Streaks, a couple of players in double figures and pretty much unstoppable. Shaylee Florine with 12 points on 6 baskets. Just a couple of misses. One of them we thought she got fouled on. 10 points for Raina Gully. Raina with a 3. 3 twos and the only free throw shot for the Streaks in the first half. 4 points for Kylie Townsend on 2 baskets in the second quarter. 2 points for Kayla Townsend on a basket. Streaks with only 1 3-pointer made, and that's really the difference why the lead is not bigger. 1 3-pointer, 1 for 1 from the free throw line. For Lincoln Way Central, Rebecca Gorman leads away with 7 points, a 3, a 2, and 2 for 2 from the line. 6 points for Colleen Barrett, a 3, a 2, and 1 for 2 from the line. 2 points apiece for Cora Likens, Grace Curran, and Kate Honan. They hit a couple of threes and 3 for 4 from the free throw line.
8 turnovers for the Knights. Streaks have done a great job controlling the basketball, only 2 turnovers thus far. Streaks with a 17-11 deficit, though, in the rebounding end of things, but a lot more misses coming at the Knights' end of the floor. Streaks have actually shot the ball really well. I'll get to that in just a moment. 6-2 offensive rebound lead for Central. They've done a good job getting to the balls. They just haven't been able to put them in. It's 7 for 23 from the field, 2 of 9 from distance. Streaks, on the other hand, 13 of 21 from the field, 1 of 5 from distance. So that means they were 12 of 16 from inside the arc. 2 misses inside the arc from Raina and 2 for Shaylee, one of which we kind of talked about, thought it was there might have been a foul. Shaylee with 3 rebounds and a block, 2 blocks and a rebound for Emily Minert. Sage Milroy has a rebound and a steal, 2 assists for Lexi Daniels, even though she hasn't scored, and 2 assists and a rebound for Kayla, 2 assists, 2 steals, and 2 rebounds for Raina. Don't up the stat sheet like she normally does. Kylie, 2 steals, 2 blocks and a rebound, and also filling up the stat sheet, Kaylin Boydson's 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, 1 rebound. So a good job by the girls. Realistically, the only reason this is a 9-point game is because your 2 3-point shooters Lexi and Sage, whose primary jobs are to come out and shoot threes, are 0 for 9 combined.
Okay, I see the problem now. We got the ceiling fans going. I think they're turning them into curveballs when they fire the
threes. Yeah, that's
got to be it.
That's a good point. I'm surprised that I'm actually surprised they have the ceiling fans on this end of the floor.
Well, and as cold as it is out, too, it's kind of. Yeah. I mean, in the summer, obviously, you have to get the air circulating.
Right.
But streaks, and you kind of said this earlier, the streaks seem to be really honestly in control of this game, even though it is only a 9-point game. And I think Lincoln Way Central is not playing a bad game. They're having a tough time handling the ball sometimes, but they're pretty patient on the offensive end. They're getting the streaks really spread out, but it's just a matter for them of trying to, getting a clean look when they do get in the paint.
Yeah, and then that's the thing. The streaks just have got to just keep going to their game. Shaylee has just dominated inside. I think if they keep going to her, she could end up with 25 or more. Yeah. They just, have tried to get this 3-point shooting going, and so it's limited Shaylee's opportunities inside. She, like we talked about, she's 6 of 8 from the field, and realistically, they keep going to her. She could have easily been 8 of 12, if not 8 of 10, because when she's got the ball, they don't have an answer for her. Even on the double team, isn't taking the shot away from her.
Get our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Streaks with the ball to start the second half. The inbound from Kayla Townsend from just in front of our broadcast position here at midcourt in the field house at Galesburg High School. Tom Meredith there. Gibson Streaks come out with Raina Gully, Kayla Townsend, Shaylee Florine, Kylie Townsend, and Lexi Daniels. Lincoln Way Central come back. Well, they started in the 2-3 zone, but then they came out and trapped.
I think they might be in a 1-2. Well, no, they're trapping all over the place.
Nice look from Kayla Townsend. Kylie Townsend down on the left side. Got her behind the zone. Kylie lays it up and in.
6 points now for Kylie.
Make it 30-19 streak. 7:40 to play here in the third quarter. On the dribble, this is Barrett with it, working against Kayla Townsend. Gets to Gorman. Gorman top of the key. Out high right side. It goes to Likens. Likens right wing to Myers. Myers brings it into the paint. Stops. Puts up a little 5-footer up and in. First basket for Jenna Myers, and make it 30-21.
Now they're in that 2-3 again. We'll see if they come out trapping.
Shaylee, right wing, out high right side to Raina. Raina looks over the defense.
She had Shaylee, and yeah. She knew it. She just, Raina couldn't pull the trigger. Yep.
Kayla left wing, Kylie out high left side to Raina out near the center circle. She'll reset against the 2-3 zone. Now into Kylie in the paint. Dumps it down to Shaylee. Got knocked away, though. It's going to go back to the streets. Nice thought. Quick turn and pass from Kylie to Shaylee. Got knocked away. Streaks will trigger from the left baseline. It'll be Kayla Townsend. Kayla into Kylie down on the right block. Can't get the shot up and in, but she's fouled by Rebecca Gorman. Nice play. And that's a great thing about Kylie Townsend. She shows no fear. She doesn't care how tall somebody is down there. She's going to go up with a shot and try to draw contact and not get up above them with her great hops and maybe get a shot up and in as she hits the first free throw.
Well, one of the tough things being the shorter player in that situation is you've got to kind of decide, am I going to try to go straight up or am I going to try to wrap the ball around the arm? And she did a good job. She absorbed the contact and tried to go up and around it. And it benefits with 2 free throws, made them both.
Kylie's got 8 to make it 32-21 streak, 6:53 to play third quarter. Pressure in the backcourt from Kayla Townsend. Now Barrett gets it across. Down the paint. Spun. Put the shot up and in. Nice move by Colleen Barrett. Kayla got no help once Barrett got past her there.
Well,
that's the thing they do. They spread. They get spread out.
Yeah, and the bear. Oh, and now a 3 by Kayla. So
Kayla
she answers
Townsend
it.
With 3. She's got 5 now. Make it 35-23. And, Raina knocked the ball away on the inbound. They're going to call her for a foul, though.
What I was going to say was Kayla gambled and tried to get a steal right before Barrett, right as Barrett was going into her spin. She leaves the ball way out in front of her, yeah. And Kayla went for the steal. Unfortunately, just by, inches missed the ball, and that allowed Barrett to spin right into her shot.
Likens gets a right baseline to Myers. She's going to pull it back out. Now on high right side it goes to Curran. Now it is Gorman on the left wing with it, working against Kylie Townsend. Into the paint, throws kind of a wild shot up, but it falls through. She was falling to her right and kind of threw it off the side of her ear there and puts it up and in. She's got 9 and make it 35-25 streak, 6 minutes to play third quarter. Raina out high on the right side. And they're really doubling Shaylee everywhere she goes down in the post. Left wing, Lexi for 3. Good! Finally got her off the schneid. First basket for Lexi Daniels.
And once that well opens up, that's going to be hard for them to double-team Shaylee if Lexi starts hitting those threes.
38-25 streaks, 5:40 third quarter. Gorman out high right side, dribbles right to the wing, fires a three-pointer, and almost banked it in, and Kylie got a piece of her. It was, again, it's kind of, she got a strange-looking motion on her shot, and she actually was kind of, as she shoots, she kind of comes back to the right, and Kylie was going toward her and made some contact, so Gorman's going to get three free throws. Fortunately for Kylie, that shot didn't go in. It nearly did. She nearly banked it in. A high arcing free throw is up and good.
In this game last year, Gorman, 7.6 rebounds. Did not go to the free throw line. Streaks won this contest last year 73-44.
Okay, I wasn't sure on the rule, but they tried to sub after the first free throw, and the officials said no.
Yeah, wait till after two.
Three shots. So yep. Now Emily Miner, Kaylin Boydson comes in, and they replace Kayla and Kylie. Second free throw up and good. 11 points in the game for Rebecca Gorman, leading scorer for this Lincoln Way Central team. Third shot is up and good.
So a very odd-looking shot, but she makes it work, obviously.
Back to a 10-point lead, 38-28 streaks. And checking back in for Lincoln Way Central is Honan. Streaks beat the full-court press. Emily Miner from Reyna missed the shot, partially blocked. Reyna with a rebound, puts it up, got it, and she's fouled. Great hustle by Reyna Gully after she made the pass. Emily had gotten blocked on the shot. Foul goes against, was that Gorman, I think? I think he said 1-0. You know, he's got no scoreboard to indicate and no PA to tell us, so I'm not sure. If it's Gorman, it's her second foul. As Reyna puts the free throw up and in, she's got 13.
As a reminder, we're over at the Field House this morning. We'll be back at Field this afternoon.
Well, there's been talk that they wanted to move the scoreboards from Wycall to over here, have one on each wall, and that's been apparently nixed. And as we got a three fired by Curran, top of the key up, in and out, no good. Lexi with the rebound. Then there was also talk that the Booster Club was going to provide money to buy scoreboards, and that apparently is nixed, which I don't understand why either of those wouldn't happen. Reyna for three can't hit. Rebound comes out long. It's run down by Barrett. Down court, Curran. Long pass, and she runs it down to the baseline and traveled with it. Actually, they said she stepped on the end line. They had it, would have had an easy layup, but the pass was overthrown, and Curran had to run it down to the baseline and stepped on the end line. As we've got Ellen Junk in for the first time this afternoon. Kayla Townsville, Kylie Townsville back in as well.
It's not afternoon yet, Tom.
I'm sorry, yeah. Yep. 11:36, 11:37. Yeah.
So I have about 20 minutes, a little over 20 minutes.
I forget. Left side, Kaylin Boydston to Reyna between the circles to Kylie Townsville in the paint. Kicks out to Kayla, right wing for three. That's short, and the rebound tipped and saved back in by Kaylin Boydston. And now a near steal by Kayla Townsville saves it in. Kylie grabs it to Kaylin. What great hustle by Kayla Townsville. Kept it alive and was falling out of bounds and threw it back in. And it goes to Kylie. Bounces for Ellen Junk. It got knocked away. It's going to go back to the streaks as Lykins got a hand on it.
Not a terrible idea by Kylie, but that's a tough pass for Ellen Junk to catch as she threw it through the defense, and the ball kind of bounced up just to knee level so that Ellen had to go down and get it.
Inbound comes to Reyna, top of the key. Against the 2-3 zone, Lincoln Way Central stuck with it the whole game. They briefly jumped out and did a little trap at the start of the half. Now Reyna down the right side of the lane, scoops a shot up, can't hit. Rebound tipped around, grabbed by Barrett for Central. Cross midcourt, bounces to Gorman on the left side. Now, travel by Barrett not called. Right wing it goes to Lykins. Drives in, lays it up and in. Nice move by Cora Lykins. She's got four. Make it 41-30 streaks. Under 4 minutes to play third quarter. Reyna sets for the streaks. And looks over the defense. Gets to Ellen Junk at the free throw line. Bounces for Kaylin. Tab of the key. She'll stop at the free throw line. 15-footer is up. Bounces off, no good. Rebound's going to go off of Kylie Townsville last. And he'll bring it back the other way. Really, that's sometimes what you have to do when you penetrate right through the middle of the front of that zone, and sometimes that's where you're open, is right at the free throw line. Good look for Kaylin, just a little bit short. Lexi Daniels back in for the streak. Shaylee Florine as well. Full court pressure. This is Curran on the dribble against Reyna Gully. Got that arm way out there to try to hold Reyna off. Now down the paint, and it's the ball got tipped, but it ended up being picked up by Honan. She misses a shot. Kylie Townsend runs down the rebound and gives way to Reyna.
Second rebound of the game for Kylie.
Left side, it's Kayla. Top of the key, Shaylee. She looks over the defense, back to Kayla on the left wing. She'll bring it top of the key, penetrates, kicks out to Reyna on the right side. Swing it to Lexi, left wing for three. Good! Her second of the quarter. She's got six, 44-30 streaks, 3:04 to play third quarter.
Second in a row.
Curran, left wing. Tap of the key, it goes to Likens. Right wing, Honan against Lexi. Dribbles left, bounces out between the circles for Gorman. Gorman picks up and gives to Likens. Now Likens to Curran. Curran goes to the free throw line, fires a 14-footer, kind of a runner from 14, and she puts it up and in. That's the second basket for Curran. 44-32 streaks, 2:40 to play third quarter.
Knights ran a little bit of a weave up top there, which opened up Curran for that floater that Tom was talking about in the middle of the lane.
Lexi, right wing, back to Raina out high right side. Now left wing, it goes to Kayla. She'll fire the three, off the rim short. Rebound comes down to Honan. And her outlet pass stolen away by Kayla Townsville. And a timeout called by Coach Massey. Nice call by Coach as Kayla was trying to throw it off the leg of one of the players that had her trapped up. A great hustle by Kayla.
Kayla not having it right now. She's missed the last two threes she's missed. She's gone and stolen the ball right back.
Making her bid for Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Speaking of, Dave Dunn, owner of Dave's Auto Body, celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday, Dave. Hope you're having a good one. Not quite as warm here where you are as it was where you were a few days ago. But happy birthday to Dave Dunn celebrating today.
Who gathered that rebound for Lincoln Way? Do you remember?
That was Honan.
Honan.
2:19 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 44-32. 30-second timeout call by Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Streaks will have it on the far sideline at the end of their bench. It'll be Kayla Townsville to inbound. Raina Gully, Kayla Townsville, Kylie Townsville, Shaylee Florine, Lexi Daniels on the floor for the Streaks. I don't think Gorman knows that they're on defense or where they're playing. Yeah, you got to get to that end of the floor. Streaks are going to be playing 5-on-4, and now she's down in the middle where she needs to be of the 2-3 zone. And it comes to Raina. She'll set for the Streaks out between the circles. Right wing, Lexi. Back to Raina out high right side.
Raina keeps getting that three. She just hasn't pulled the trigger.
Nice look. Kayla Townsend to Shaylee. Can't hit the shot, but Kylie Townsend there for the rebound and put back.
It's 10 now for Kylie.
10 for Kylie with 2 minutes to play. Third quarter, 46-32 Streaks. In the backcourt, Barrett tipped away by Kayla Townsend. Barrett gets it back. Gets it to Likens on the right baseline. Kicks out to Honan. Now it's Curran out high on the left side. Curran on the dribble to Likens out high right side. Shaylee drops off of her, and she gets it to Barrett. Barrett, a runner in the paint. The shot was blocked. I think it was Raina that got a piece. Shaylee with a rebound. Raina with it, and she'll set right wing to Lexi. Back to Raina. Didn't fire the three that time either. Had it open, but decided not to pull the trigger on it. Now between the circles, Kayla in the paint to Kylie. Down the left side of the lane, lays it up and in. Kayla to Kylie, and now a timeout called by Chris Featherling, trying to encourage his troops, and he calls a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 1:23 to play third quarter. It's Galesburg 48, Lincoln Way Central 32. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Trying to convey an idea to somebody else never results in the vision you had in your head. Take matters into your own hands. Let Breedlove Sporting Goods help you design your next t-shirt. Navigate to BreedloveSports.com, click on the t-shirt designer icon, and put your mad design skills to work. Start by picking your canvas, t-shirts, polos, hoodies, even drinkware, signs, and banners. From there, you can customize everything, color, artwork, text, numbers, even upload an image. You can be the designer with Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Get started now at BreedloveSports.com.
It's round, it's white, it's free, and you could win up to $500 just by wearing it. The new WGIL button. Find out where to get yours at WGIL.com.
1:23 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 48-32. Lincoln Way Central will bring it the length of the court. Full court pressure from the Streaks. Likens to inbound. And it comes to Curran. Curran gets it across midcourt on the right side. Picks up her dribble. And tried to get it to Likens, threw it off her foot, and now we're going to have a tie-up. Nice hustle by Kayla Townsville, and that was not Likens' fault. That was a bad pass that she had to go down and try to get off of her feet and possession of her points toward Lincoln Way Central. And it goes to the backcourt to Barrett as she's guarded by Kayla Townsville. Gets it in the front court, and Kayla, with a near steal, dives after it, and... Yeah, I guess she did get control of Coach Featherling, got a 30-second timeout, and Coach Massey's arguing that she didn't have control. That's the thing I've never liked in any. You see it in college basketball, it's like when a player doesn't have control, there's no possession. How do you get to call a timeout when you don't have possession?
Well, they actually changed the rule now in college, didn't they, that the coaches can't call timeout anymore.
Yeah, that's right.
So the player has to call timeout, so it makes it a little bit easier for the officials.
Yeah, so I don't know that she had possession or not when he called the timeout, but nice hustle again by Kayla Townsend, really, really bothering the ball handlers. As we've seen her do time and time again, 107 now to play. in the third. He's got to be getting close to running out of timeouts. Yeah. Although I guess he has two. I guess that is the timeouts over there. Is that the fouls that's in the middle? That scoreboard's so small.
Yeah.
There's two twos in the middle. I don't know that we've had any fouls in the second half. No, it can't be because they only have three fouls in the first half. They don't have any. So that must be timeouts that are left. Really, really tiny scoreboard over there.
Well, I don't know how they – each team has two timeouts left because Coach Mancy's only taken one, I think.
Yeah, that's true.
So that can't necessarily be right.
I don't know what that is then. Just a couple of random twos on the board. Less than a minute to play here in the third quarter. Curran between the circles, dribbles right. And now a travel not called by Barrett. And now a double dribble.
Yeah.
She double dribbled.
Kylie stole it anyway.
Yeah, Kylie with a steal. And gets to Raina out between the circles. Right wing, Lexi. Back to Raina. She'll bring it back out right of the center circle. Streaks will work for one with 37 seconds to play. Raina penetrates. Now kicks out to Kayla, left of the center circle. Back to Raina, right of the center circle with 27. They're coming out and pressuring a little bit now. Trying to keep the streaks from working the clock easily. Now down on the right baseline, it goes to Ellen Junk, kicks out to Raina. Now it's Kayla with it out high right side. She'll bring it back out between the circles, picks up, and gives to Raina with 13. Now Raina down the middle of the lane, scoops up the shot, short, gets her own rebound, kicks out to Lexi for three, right wing, in and out, no good. Raina with a rebound, but we've got a whistle.
We're going to get a push foul on Raina.
Really? She slid right around her and grabbed the rebound, and then before she even got the putback, they called the foul. I thought she did a good job of avoiding the defender, but Raina picks up her second foul. 3 seconds to play. Linkaway Central had to bring it the length of the court.
Somebody's deep. They don't see it.
And it's stolen away by Raina at midcourt. She'll fire the shot short at the buzzer or the whistle, whatever that is here. We have played three quarters of basketball. It is Galesburg 48, Lincolnway Central 32. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
GHS Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Two Painted Ladies on Seminary Street in Galesburg, offering upcycled furniture and unique handcrafted gifts, and by Animal Medical Center, providing the finest veterinary care possible, corner of Carl Sandburg Drive and Seminary Street.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
8 minutes to play in the ball game. Galesburg Silver Streaks lead 48-32, and they'll have the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Kayla Townsville to inbound, and Raina Gully to set for the Streaks. Galesburg outscored Lincolnway Central 20-13 in that third quarter. They're coming out and trapping again off the inbound. Kayla Townsville loses the handle, gets it back, and a foul is going to be called on. It'll go against Colleen Barrett. I believe that's her second foul. Streaks will have it a first team foul in the second half on Lincolnway Central. Raina out between the circles against the 2-3 zone. I guess they only run that trap off the inbound at the end of the quarter. Now it's Kylie drives down a lane, got bumped in the head, lost control of it. It's going to go back to the Streaks as it went off of Barrett.
Well, you wonder if it's something that Coach Sutherland's trying to implement but doesn't want to put out there too much because it really hasn't worked.
No.
So, you know, the first time we got a nice look off of it because they overextended the weak side of the zone, and then this time it ended up in a foul.
Raina for three, right wing, in and out, no good. And coming down with a rebound is...
Oh, we're going to get a hold call on Kylie. I thought Kylie got both hands on the ball. But
it was Likens that had the rebound, and I didn't see that. So Kylie Townsend with her second foul. Emily Minor checks in. She'll replace Kylie. Well, maybe that's her third. I really don't know. Now it says 4-3 over there. That's not... They don't have three team fouls this half, do they? I don't think.
I honestly can't.
Went up to four. I don't know. Gorman drives in. A runner is no good. And Shaley had the rebound, but stolen away by Likens. And Shaley blocks her shot. Rebound, Kayla Townsville. They said Kayla stepped on the sideline running that one down.
Who shot that one for them?
That was Likens. It'll be Likens inbound from the far sideline. Shaley with a big rejection. And
what are we going to get now? This is away from the ball. I'm not sure who he's going to call.
Okay, the official.
He's going to call it on Kayla, and he was the farthest official from the play. There were two officials on the play.
Yeah, the official was right there. He was over here in front of us. This happened in front of Linkaway Central bench, and Barrett was trying to push her way through Kayla, and the official in front of us made the call. Well, second foul on Kayla, as far as we know. Now Kayla knocks the ball away. Barrett gets back.
Now
it should be a travel.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, she went to the floor, and now Coach Federling wondering about that call. But
well, I was afraid Kayla was going to call the trip because she was down by the foot of Barrett when Barrett went to the ground. I think it was Barrett or Honan.
Yeah, it was Barrett. So Raina will bring it up and set for the Streaks against the Linkaway Central 2-3 zone. Streaks lead at 48-32, under 7 minutes to play in the ballgame. Lexi for three, right baseline, good!
What did I say? She could go three for her last four, and that's exactly what she's done.
She's got nine in the ballgame, 51-32. And we said that was really the difference in the scoring in the first half, why the Streaks didn't have a bigger lead, and it's been a difference here in the second half.
Yep.
This is Curran, top of the key, out left side to Likens. Kicks top of the key to Honan. Honan dribbles left, kicks out left wing to Barrett. She'll fire the three. That's short. Rebound Lexi Daniels for the Streaks. Lexi on the dribble to Raina. Now goes left wing to Kayla. To Shaley, down on the left side, puts it up and in. Nice feed from Kayla Townsville to Shaley. That's her first basket of the second half. She's got 14, and this has got to be close to being the last timeout for Chris Featherly. And this is a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 6:17 to play. Streaks 53, Lincolnway Central 32. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg High School girls basketball is brought to you in part by Dennis Twitty State Farm, helping you manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize your dreams. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, best in roofs, Galesburg's commercial and residential roofing contractor since 1930.
Epoxy floors are 100% solid surface for residential, commercial, and industrial. Usable indoors or outside with UV protection. Available in a multitude of colors. They need no maintenance and are food grade safe. Right Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
Delivered to your email inbox every morning. The WGIL Morning Brief with local news headlines, sports, and weather. And it's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
6:17 to play in the ballgame. Streaks lead at 53-32. Full court pressure and ball knocked away by Kayla Townsville. So they'll trigger again, this time from the end of the Streaks bench. It'll be Likens to inbound. Ellen Junk, Kaylin Boyston, Emily Miner, Kayla Townsville, Sage Milroy in for the Streaks. I'm guessing we probably won't see Lexi, Raina, Kylie, or Shaley again here unless Lincolnway Central makes a run. Barrett on the dribble, bounces for Likens, out high on the right side. Likens puts on the floor, gives right baseline to Honan, drives wing, now penetrates, a runner in the paint, up and short, rebound Sage Milroy for the Streaks. Kaylin, down court it goes to Kayla Townsville. Left wing, fires a three. Good! Kayla Townsville, all the defense kept going, so she stopped, pulled up with a three. She's got eight, make it 56-32, Streaks 5:40 to play.
Streaks finally getting adjusted to that shooting background, it seems like, because all of a sudden the threes are falling.
Gorman, top of the key, drives down the left side of the lane. Block shot by Emily Miner. I'm not sure if Emily's going to get the foul or Ellen Junk.
I think it's going against Emily. Yep.
Yeah, Emily Miner, that is her second. And Gorman's going to go to the free throw line with two shots. She's 5 for 5 from the line here still this morning. I was going to say this afternoon, looked at my watch this time, though.
Well, this is going to pull Lexi off the bench. And just as an interesting note, the Streaks are on an actual bench in this game. And
yeah.
And so are Lincoln Way, for the players are all stuck with bench duty here and the chairs for the coaching staff.
Yeah, you don't see that. Well, in small schools, you'll still see it, but in the big schools, you don't see that much anymore. Usually, you've got the chairs because you're in bigger gyms. Second shot is up, and that one's short. That's her first miss of the afternoon. Rebound Emily Miner. Now Kaylin Boydston with it. Lexi replaced Kayla Townsville. Now Kaylin, left baseline, penetrates, and timeout called by Coach Massey. A 30-second timeout. Well, only one more time during the regular season will we be on the road. We'll go to Alleman on Thursday night. And, of course, Galesburg-Nissan always provides our transportation to our road game. So we're looking forward to that. And also, but we're still looking forward to being home the rest of the way till the regional gets here. And I haven't even looked at the assignments. Are we at Dunlap? I'm not sure. I know they were one of the regional sides. The sectionals here at Galesburg, which hopefully we'll be playing at home for that. But I know Dunlap was one of the regional sides. I think Canton, I assumed we would be at one of those two, assuming Dunlap.
I would assume Dunlap, too. I can't believe we'd get stuck in with Canton. Yeah, Canton should be probably a high seed in it. I don't know how they do that.
Right,
now.
That's true.
I don't know how.
Yeah, because it's like, and they're calling them like subsectionals rather than regions now, which makes it even more confusing. Kalen's out of the key with it. Now pulls it out high.
Yeah, you can still call it a regional, but because it's still a region.
Yeah. Lexi, left baseline. Ellen Junk now to Kalen's out of the key. Kalen drives right. Kicks out to Sage, right baseline or right wing for three. Good! The lid is off the basket for all of them now. That's the third three of the quarter. And now the ball on the inbound pass, it goes off of Barrett Streets, get it back, leading 59-33 with 4:59 to play in the ball game. Lexi to inbound from the left baseline.
We're getting close to your magical number.
Yeah. In it comes Emily Miner. Can't get the shot to fall. Rebound comes down to Honan. Now this is Curran with it. Curran, tab of the key against Lexi. Fires a quick three. Bounces off, no good. Rebound to Kalen. And a foul's going to be called on Likens as she reached in on Kalen Boydston. Cora Likens with her first foul as Andrea Sampson's going to check in, and she'll replace Lexi Daniels. So Andrea, 5'8", freshman, in. Full court pressure now from Lincoln Way Central. Kalen loses control. Ball goes to the floor. A couple of people diving after a jump ball called, and possession arrow points toward the Streaks this time. Good hustle from Sage Milroy.
The official position right in front of us makes it a little difficult to see the play at that end of the floor.
So Ellen Junk to inbound. In it comes to Kalen against full court pressure. Ball gets tipped away, but she gets it to Sage Milroy. Sage across midcourt left side. Picks up back to Kalen left of the center circle. She'll set the offense with 4:28 to play. Sage, left wing, Andrea Sampson. Now Kalen, top of the key. Fakes, dribbles right, kicks out right wing to Ellen Junk. Fires an 18-footer in and out, no good. And a rebound comes down to Elena Cheney, who's in for Lincoln Way Central. This is Sydney Sanders in, 5'8 junior. Gives way to Rachel Dom, also in a 5'8 junior. Back to Sanders between the circles. Left wing goes to Dom. Dom on the dribble with it, picks up and gives to Likens. Likens dribbles right to Sanders. Sanders hands off to Honan down the right side of the lane, puts up the shot, no, but a foul's going to be called either Ellen Junk or Sage Milroy.
I think it's going against Ellen. She had tried to set up in front and bumped the shooter going by. And you wonder if Lincoln Way is going to get used to this gym because this is their home court for the day. They play in a second game here, 3 o'clock against QND.
High arcing free throw went really high but really short, too.
Everything.
didn't hit anything. Of course, if we were in Wisconsin now at their official athletic events, you can't yell air ball anymore.
Yeah, I saw that. Jeez. That's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. Second shot, that one is up and good. She's got 3 points in the game, and she'll be replaced by Megan Siea, who is a 5'6 senior with 3:47 to play. Streaks lead of 59-34.
Too many Canadians slipping over the border,
I guess. Now, Kalen Boyson has a hip put into him, pushes her out of bounds. Rachel Dom with the foul. That's her first. And I guess that's seven. It is the team fouls. And they've got the Streaks at seven, and they've got Central with five. Ellen Junk across midcourt right side gets to Sage, or rather, Andrea Sampson right wing. Now to Kalen out between the circles. She'll dribble left. Back to Andrea, top of the key, right wing to Sage. She'll fire the three. Good! Her second of the ball games. And the assist to Andrea Sampson, 62-34 Streaks with 3:20 to play. Out high right side, this is Siea. Now goes to Dom out between the circles. Left side, it is Sanders. Sanders dribbles, picks up, knocked away by Kalen Boyce. She gets it back and gives way to Cheney. Cheney dribbles to the free throw line, running a little bit of that weave. Now down the lane, it's Dom, puts up the runner, good. Rachel Dom with her first basket. 62-36 Streaks. Under three to play. Andrea Sampson, right wing, bounces for Emily Miner down on the block, puts it up and in.
Great pass.
Nice bounce from Andrea to Emily. That's her first basket, 64-36 Streaks, 2:45 to play. As Coach Massey's going to bring four new players in at the next dead ball. This is Sydney Sanders. Drives down. Shot blocked by Emily Meinert. And Sage Miller with a rebound. Kaylin Boydston with it. 2.5 to play. Kaylin on the dribble. Crosses over and gives to Sage out high on the left side. Now at high right side, it's Kaylin. She'll drive baseline, penetrates, gets under the basket, and kicks out to Sage out high on the left side. Now at high right side, it's Ellen Junk. Ellen dribbles right down to the baseline, puts it up. No, not called. Wow, she really got hammered. They didn't make the call on it. And the rebound comes down to Cheney for Lincoln Way Central. Now it's Dom in the backcourt, gets it across to Sanders. Sanders back to Dom between the circles with 2:02 to play. I'm guessing if there's not that ball here, Coach Massey will probably call the timeout just to get the subs in. Also in, Elena Pechtold for Lincoln Way Central as the ball gets knocked into the backcourt. Actually, they just lost it, and it's going to go back to the streaks as Hannah Heppenbauer, Megan Lingefelter, Riley Chalkley, and Journey Cruz check in for the streaks. And let's see, Andrea Sansa will stay on the floor with them. 1:52 to play. Streaks lead 64-36, getting ready to pick up their 20th win of the season. Riley Chalkley right in the center circle on the dribble. Now it's Journey Cruz, right side. It goes to Andrea Sampson. I have never noticed before on the shorts of the streaks, just behind their stripes, as Andrea Sampson has it, there's a 6 on both sides.
No, it's a G.
Oh, it's a G. Okay, well, that makes sense. Now it makes sense. But it just from here, it really looked, I don't know. It's the silver on white, I guess. Thank you for clearing that up for me. I was going to say, why in the world do we have a 6?
This should be streak ball because it went off her foot. Yep.
Over and back as... That's a rare thing.
Watch when Sage comes over here. See, you can see the separation.
I can see the G. Okay.
It just there's no separation between the hook part of the G that goes back towards the.
Well, when the silver on white too, that makes a difference. That's a interesting. Morgan Weber, a 5'9" senior, and I suppose she must be 18 years old. I've rare to see a girls basketball player with tattoos all up and down her arm. Journey Cruz in the paint can't hit the shot. Rebound tipped up, and Riley Chalkley grabs it, kicks out to Andrea Sampson on the right wing with a minute to play.
Well, you can get them, too, if your parents consent,
right? Well, that's true. Yeah, that is true. But I think she's got one, down the left forearm and then something around her right arm and something on the inside of it. As Hannah Huppenbauer can't hit, Journey Cruz with the rebound puts it up, can't hit, and the rebound gets tipped and brought down by Sydney Sanders for Lincoln Way Central. This is Sanders on the dribble. Out on the left side, it goes to Ciea. She fires a 3, no good. Journey Cruz with a rebound for the streaks. Gives way to Riley Chalkley with 30 seconds to play. Riley will bring it across. And now they're in the man-to-man defense. Riley bounces for Journey. Now right side, Andrea Sampson. She'll drive baseline. Stops, puts up the 10-footer short. Rebound.
Should be streak ball.
It's going to go back to the streaks. It went off of, let's see, who is that in there? That is Elena Pechtold.
Did Lingenfelter shoot that last one?
No, that was Andrea Sampson.
Andrea Sampson.
Riley Chalkley to inbound. Out top of the key it comes to Megan Lingenfelter, right wing. Andrea Sampson with 17 to play. Pulls out on the dribble. Gives to Megan Lingenfelter, right of the center circle with 10. Megan dribbles left, gets a pick from Hannah Huppenbauer, goes baseline, pulls up with a 10-footer, short. Rebound tipped up, grabbed by Hannah Huppenbauer, and she kicks it out to Andrea Sampson. 2 seconds to play. Now Megan Lingenfelter, a long shot of the buzzer, no good. Wouldn't have counted anyway, but the Galesburg Silver Streaks pick up their 20th win of the season as they defeat the Knights from Lincoln Way Central by a final of 64-36. Streaks now 20-1 on the season. Lincoln Way Central drops to 8-10. Really won't have a post-game show for you here as we're going to be sending it over to John Field Gym for the Galesburg Silver Streaks boys game as the Streaks boys will be taking on Dunlap here this morning and their portion of the Martin Luther King tournament. So one piece of business to take care of, our Dave's Autobody crunch time player of the game. My goodness. I'm kind of looking at three different players here. As I guess we will have a little time for the post game. They must be running a little bit late over at John Field Gym. But let's go ahead and at least do the Dave's Autobody crunch time player of the game. I was kind of looking at, well, actually now 4 different people because I was thinking, Kylie Townsville did some things. Kayla Townsville really did some things in that third quarter. Raina Gully really kind of got us going. Well, actually 5 now because Shaylee got us going offensively with a lot of points early. And then Lexi, when she kind of got off the snide with the threes, I don't know. We've got a lot of different ways to go here. So do we go very early in the game when Shaylee really got us going, they couldn't stop? or in the middle quarters, Kylie and Kayla with the things they did. Reyna, always her steady play and kind of sparked things in that second quarter as well. I don't know. We're we've got so many different ways we can go. Did you have any thoughts in particular?
I think it has to go with Shaylee. Okay. I mean, she was the one that jump started us in this game. The threes weren't falling early on, and realistically, in that first quarter, we scored 13 points. She had 8 of them. She was a perfect 4-for-4 from the floor. She got 4 then in the second quarter and then added 2 here in the fourth. She had 5 rebounds in the game and 2 blocks. So my vote would be for Shaylee Florine, 14 points, 5 rebounds, 2 blocks, is the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Because realistically, in this one, the crunch time was first half. We were up by 9 going into the half, but that 8 points early on was from Shaylee and really got things moving.
So Shaylee Florine, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. And a happy birthday to Dave Dunn today celebrating. Let's see, Shaylee, 14 points, 5 rebounds, 2 blocks, as Eric mentioned. 13 points in the game for Reyna Gully, as our post-game stats are brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. 9 points for Lexi Daniels on 3 three-pointers. 8 points in the ball game for Kayla Townsend, 2 for Emily Meinert, 12 in the ball game for Kylie Townsend, 6 for Sage Milroy on a couple of threes. The streaks ended up.
Did you get Reyna?
Reyna with 13.
13, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Reyna with 13. So let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 threes in that second half for the streaks. So they had 8 threes in the ball game. Let's see, we were 3 for 3 from the line in the second half, so 4 for 4. For the game from the free throw line. Don't shoot much better than that, but he didn't get to the line much, but didn't really matter here this afternoon. Let's see, for Lincoln Way Central, Gorman was 7, let's see, 10, 12, 13 points for Rebecca Gorman. She was the only one in double figures. 2 for Jenna Myers, 8 for Colleen Barrett, 4 points for Kara Likens, 4 points for Grace Curran, 3 points for Kate Honan, and 2 points on a basket from Rachel Dom. They were 5 for 7 in the second half from the line. So, let's see, 8 for 12 in the ball game from the free throw line. Didn't hit a three-pointer in the second half, so they ended up with 2 three-pointers in the ball game. Let's see. I know I didn't really give you time to add up too much of the individual stats.
Well, I can go through some of the basic turnovers. Streaks only turned the ball over 4 times in this game, and that by far is their best game of the season.
How many? Eight?
What's that?
How many was that?
4?
Oh, 4. Just 4 turnovers. Wow.
Yeah, so by far their best game of the season handling the basketball. And you know, this is probably quality of team-wise. This team's not up by any means in the stratosphere of the Rockies, but you still want to see the girls take care of business, and that's what they did here. There were 17 turnovers for Lincoln Way Central. Streaks ended up out-rebounding Lincoln Way Central. After trailing in the first half, they out-rebounded 28-27. Some individual stats of note, since I haven't had time to do the shooting yet. 1 rebound for Riley Chalkley. We talked about Shaylee had 5 rebounds, 2 blocks. Emily Miner had 2 rebounds and 3 blocks. Journey Cruz had a rebound. Ellen Junk just had a couple missed shots. Sage Milroy, 3 rebounds and a steal. Andrea Sampson, 2 assists. She had some 2 nice-looking assists. Lexi Daniels, 2 assists, 2 rebounds to go with her 9 points. Kayla Townsend, a rebound, 5 assists, 2 steals and a block. Really filling that stat sheet these next 4 players did. 4 rebounds, 6 assists, and 3 steals for Reyna Gully. Kylie Townsend had 3 rebounds, 3 steals, 2 blocks. Kaylin Boydston, a couple of rebounds, 4 assists, a steal, and a block. So a nice job by all of those girls.
Streaks win it here, 64-36, the final score. We'll take a timeout, come back, and wrap things up here from the field house. Streaks now 21 on the season. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project.
By OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. All together better. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Exciting news from Dave's Auto Body. We are now F-150 aluminum truck specialists. We're one of the small percentage of shops in the state of Illinois who are equipped to handle this brand new truck. It's exciting for us. It's a great truck. Come to Dave's Auto Body if you need to have it repaired.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by attorney Tricia Blake at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg, and by Caring Hands Animal Clinic. Caring Hands, Caring Hearts, next to Bard Optical on Henderson Street.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy a present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. Power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body crunch time player of the game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
A very abbreviated postgame show here from the field house at Galesburg High School, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks win it by a final of 64-36 over the Lincoln Way Central Knights here this afternoon. Really nice effort by the Streaks, and you know, it was good to see, Eric. You know, the threes weren't falling early, but the Streaks were still finding ways to score. And you know, there are times we've seen teams that even on a Saturday afternoon game, they're sometimes not awake and ready to play, let alone a Saturday morning game. But our girls came out really, really ready to go this morning.
Yeah, it's kind of a nice scheduling switch. The last few years, Coach Massey's kind of pushed this morning game back. It used to be, I think we've even started before 10 for this game. And I think that was kind of an issue. The girls were very sluggish coming out. But this seemed to be a good start by the girls. They came out, they pushed hard. We saw a lot of hustle and a lot of, and we talked about it in that first half, the Streaks really controlled the tempo. If those threes had been falling, we would have had a much different game early on. But since they weren't falling, it kind of started a little bit slower, and then it picked up eventually when we got to that point.
Streaks went at 64-36. They are now 20-1 on the season. Lincoln Way Central drops to 8-10. Galesburg High boys getting ready to get game underway. They're scheduled to tip off at 12:30. It'll be a little bit later than that as the game prior to theirs is just getting underway. So we're going to wrap things up here from the field house. Eric and I will be back with you again coming up at, it'll be a little bit after 3 o'clock, a scheduled 3:30 tip. I'm sure it'll be a little bit later than that as the schedule goes today. But the Streaks and Rockford Auburn will play a little bit later, and then the boys with another game again here tonight. Thanks for listening. We're going to send things momentarily over to Brad and Jim at John Thiel. Jim, Streaks win at 64-36. Thanks to our studio engineer, James Noble. For Eric Gibson, I'm Tom Erida, saying good afternoon from the field house at Galesburg High.
GHS Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Two Painted Ladies on Seminary Street in Galesburg, offering upcycled furniture and unique handcrafted gifts. And by Animal Medical Center, providing the finest veterinary care possible, corner of Carl Sandburg Drive and Seminary Street.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
The official WGIL forecast, colder today with partly sunny skies with a steady temperature right around 20 degrees. As for tonight, colder with partly cloudy skies.